All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Walker, with jessiewalker.com. And this is the podcast where I say all the things that you're thinking that you think are just you and you don't want to admit out loud because then you won't seem as dedicated, as motivated, strong enough to do it. We don't talk about diet or workout routines here. We talk about how to do the opposite, how I can help you break down those rules and beliefs that are keeping you from actually going to that next level of life that you want that isn't so easily promoted online. So hopefully the wind isn't super distracting today. I can't hear it. That's why it's just a random surprise once I download it. But I just got done running, and like most things, walking outside or going for a car ride, I tend to have ideas. And this one came yesterday, but I took a nap and forgot to do it. But it's this. What is the definition of an athlete? I know it's something that you are trying to do yourself, trying to prove, to live up to all of your potential either lost or continued potential. Lost could be due to injury, schooling, the correct support, anything where you feel you just didn't meet your full potential and now it's something that you really want to chase. But while chasing it, you got stuck in, I continue to say, is this kind of cultish mentality as far as health and fitness goes, as far as needing to track every little thing for your diet, needing to weigh everything out proportionally, make sure the timing is correct down to the hour and minute, getting the right workout routine going, splitting it up correctly, doing two-a-days if possible, and avoiding all the negativity and all the bad and the social life in order to reach that goal. Well, what is that goal? What is that final thing that is going to be the, I finally made it, now I can do what? For me, it was always, well, once I do this, like, then I can focus on my health. Then I can take the time to do all of that because, like, this has been proven over and over again. And all the really buff and all the really buff dudes and all the really little girls are, like, promoting this. So, I mean, it has to work, right? That's what they're doing for competitions and stuff. So, like, but then after that, I know this isn't, like, the healthiest view. And I know that, like, the way I'm doing food and the way I'm, like, being myself isn't great, but once I reach that goal, then it'll be worth it. But is it really? Because here's the deal. You're chasing somebody else's validation and definition of an athlete. If you go into a competition, you're competing against other people. In that sense, it's a little better, whereas with bodybuilding, it's all aesthetics and it's all personal opinion. It's all opinion. Unless you're competing with your actual abilities, it's all opinion. And even when you do compete with your natural abilities, everyone else is different. And that doesn't mean your athleticism, your abilities are any less. And I think that's something that we sometimes forget is you even made it to that competition. You even signed up. You even believed that you were good enough to do that. I pushed off so many things because I didn't think I'd be able to do it. I didn't think I was capable. But in high school, dude, sign me up. I'll do any race. I'll do any sport. Well, not any sport, but I'll do that sport. Put me where you want to put me. I can do it. But then once I saw that the real world, quote unquote, the life that the rest of the adults and the world had was far different. I got sucked into that, into the aesthetics, into what's cool and trendy. And doing what all they're doing. But babbling short, you can decide if you're an athlete or not. You don't have to wait for somebody else to say it, to give it to you, to validate what you already knew about yourself. You can define it. You don't need somebody else to. Because that's even what the pros are doing. They're being defined by other people. They're being picked apart on whether they're a good enough athlete or not from people that have never been in there or will never be there again or will never come close. This world is all about picking people apart from top to bottom, from greats to the averages, from the elites to the everyday person. Everyone is being picked apart. And you want to be a part of that? You want to get to that point where you're already run down, where you're already beat to a pulp, to have somebody else pick you apart when you're at your most vulnerable. You are giving your all, everything that you have worked towards, everything that you have done, you've put on the table, you've sacrificed, for someone else to tell you that wasn't good enough? Really? Now, I'm all about doing what you want in competitions and everything like that. I mean, for my private one-on-one life program, I do a competition with my clients, with each of them, to prove to them, based on their background, what it is that they really want to do, to prove to them that with balance and a healthy lifestyle that just is their natural being, once we work through all the cravings, all of the can and cans, all the sabotaging, all the negativity, all the body stuff, prove to them that they can do whatever it is that they want, that it's not about getting first place, that it's not about keeping up. It's literally just about, what do you want to do? Just go on and do it. Do it for you. And when you're doing it for you, whether it comes with a medal or not, oh, does it feel so good? It feels so good and you just want to keep doing it. But if you're constantly chasing somebody else's definition of an athlete, you're never going to get it. You're going to constantly be trying or you're going to give up completely. And if you use a struggle, come to the same conclusion that you can create your own version of an athlete. You can define it too. For me, it's just being able to do whatever it is that I want to do. Being able to say yes to help people. Being able to move a house, like the contents of a house if I need to, or pick up an extra shift at work, or finish a CrossFit class without wanting to die. Being able to run a little bit each day, going for a walk, eating foods that fuel me up and are going to benefit my future and my goals and my body, and just having a body that fully recovers, like, very well. I mean, it doesn't need to take days. You don't need to worry about, like, spraining or picking apart your back, blowing it out, doing one wrong movement because you're so well-rounded in your athletic ability, in your training, in your fitness, that your body's able to take care of it better. Body's able to hold its own. That's what I believe an athlete is. It's whatever that person wants it to be. And I just believe anybody that is doing their best and has a very healthy view of themselves as a whole, body, mind, soul, abilities, and actually likes who they are. Say what you want, but that's an athlete. Body stuff is the next podcast, but it's no size, it's no makeup or anything. Just because you see one body type in athletics normally doesn't mean that that's the only one. There's ranges, there's differences. Have you seen what sports are like? There's so many different sports and there's so many different bodies. And even in the same sports, everyone's bodies are different. That's the next podcast. I can't get into it. But honestly, what do you think an athlete is? And then, what do you want your athlete to be? Once you find that out, once you decide on that, it really gets a lot easier. Fitness becomes more fun. You will want to choose healthier food options. And things start to go a lot better. So, why don't you work on that today? What is an athlete for you? No, just what do you define an athlete as? And then what do you want your athlete to be? And if you want, let me know. I'm going to be posting about it online. Feel free to send me an email if you want. Comment on here or whatever. But I'm really curious because I really do want to change this. I mean, yes, of course, there are going to still be our professional athletes. But for the average person who isn't going to the pro league or the Olympics, you still are an athlete. You still have the right and the ability to decide and be that. And I want you to. So on that note, I hope you have a fantastic day. Talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.